We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig here with you in the loop.
I was looking at Twitter, Figgy. Did you see Sean's latest post?
No, I didn't.
Well, I'll send it to you here in a minute, but you may want to look at it. He's got his earliest Christmas picture ever. Guess who he took a picture with today?
Oh, I see it now. CJ Stroud.
CJ Stroud. That's what he does. I'm waiting
That's
for
that. That's a nice suit.
That's a real nice suit, but... He does that every year. Landry, have you seen it?
With whose suit?
Here, I'll just show you, and I want to get your reaction.
Is it Sean's?
I want to get your reaction.
Is it Sean's suit?
Earliest Christmas picture ever.
Is that doesn't even look real.
It looks like it's a cutout, doesn't it? Like,
yeah,
it's been photoshopped.
Yeah, what are we doing there?
Yeah, well, he's doing a luncheon or something, and got his picture with CJ.
Okay. That looks fake.
It does look fake.
Does that not look photoshopped?
It does.
This
look...
is fake. This is fake.
This is fake.
Yeah, that's photoshopped. That's fake. On my mama, that's fake. On my heart, and my life, my little brother grave, I could die right now. That's
CJ
fake.
In that.
Oh, wait a minute.
What does CJ look like in that picture? Does CJ look comfortable?
Well, comfortable might be a little bit.
I mean, but does he look like, hey, yeah, eh.
Yeah.
Or is he kind of like, yeah, you know?
There you go. It almost looks like it was cut out.
Yeah, that
he got to post the original picture, man.
Yeah, that doesn't look real at all.
Doesn't look real at all.
Yeah, it looks fake.
That's what Sean, he likes to do that every Christmas.
You like that? What are you saying?
He did one with JJ and Altuve, and remember?
Wall.
And then Paul Wall.
He's a big Paul Wall fan.
Yeah, he's a huge Paul Wall fan.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah,
he's enormous.
Yeah,
bigger than Landry Locker.
Yeah, he's big time, man.
big time.
I'm sure he was talking about the people's champ. August 2005.
That's right.
It's the people's champ, Paul Wall and Michael Watts.
His favorite song is still tipping.
It's the people's champ. August 2005. It's the people's champ, Paul Wall and Michael Watts.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure, he was all over that. Get your mind correct. You think he knows what that is?
Yeah, absolutely. He's a huge fan.
All I'm saying is this, okay? Since you've taken me here, if I ended up getting a picture with Paul McCartney, I wouldn't use it as my Christmas card. I don't like Paul McCartney.
Yeah, you would have been like, okay, that's Paul McCartney.
The hell are the Pendergast doing with Paul Wall as their Christmas card?
Sometimes I just...
I'm just asking.
I just bring these things up for my own amusement.
I'm just asking.
Exactly.
So were you dogging the suit?
No, I was like this.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't dogging the suit. The suit looks good. I was just saying, like, they are all about getting
What'd
the celebrity...
What did you say before that? The suit what?
Looks good. You don't think it looks good? It's a good suit. No, it's a nice suit. You don't like it?
No, I was just asking your take. I don't...
No, I like it.
I
think it's good. I've seen him in that suit before.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's good. All I'm saying
you like
is...
like it, Fig?
I think it's good.
Yeah.
I think it looked good on him.
Yeah. Okay. Sean, his tradition is to take pictures with celebrities and make it his Christmas card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't like that tradition?
No, I think it's fine. It's just not me.
What would you do?
Not that.
What's your Christmas card look like there, Hotshot?
Well,
since you're the Christmas card critic.
Full disclosure, we haven't sent Christmas cards in a few years.
Yeah, so this sounds like a personal problem that you don't send Christmas
cards. Oh, now you're turning it on me?
I'm just saying, you're criticizing my man's Christmas card. My only problem was Paul Wall. Come on.
Yeah.
You got to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, I get that you like Jose Altuve. That's cool. But Paul Wall, what are we doing?
You're the one that says that Sean and I, although it's mostly Sean in my view, but whatever, likes to rub elbows with rich and famous people. And he does that every year with his Christmas card, kind of announces it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he is. It's what they do. It's what they like to do. So.
Like even T-Mill. T-Mill will take pictures with athletes. Mm-hmm. But I think his Christmas card is always the dogs and the wife.
I think you're right.
Right?
Yes, I think you're right.
Yeah, it's always the three dogs and the wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know how, like, T-Mill, as soon as C.J. Stroud throws a touchdown pass, you know what's coming from T-Mill.
What's that?
A picture of him and C.J. Proud of this guy.
See, like Sean does like to do that, and that's them, and that's fine. It's not me.
I feel like you're just scared to say what you really want to say here.
I'm telling you exactly what I
said. I like the picture with CJ.
I'm saying that's not me. I'm not like, look who I'm with.
I want to see the original, though.
Yeah.
Is that the original?
That's not the original.
Yeah.
Because CJ's shoes are like cut off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, they took the background out.
Okay.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. I want to see the original picture.
There must have been other people there. And they wanted just them.
I don't know if that's going to look good on a Christmas card.
Yeah.
Did they crap somebody out?
I think that's what happened.
Yeah, but it's not, I don't think that's going to look good on a Christmas card.
Yeah. Who else is, who's on his Christmas card list this year to take pictures with?
It's just CJ. That's the Christmas.
No, they usually do two or three. Last year was.
CJ's wearing a picture of Jesus, so.
Was last year JJ and Andre and somebody?
I thought last year was Paul Wall.
And Altuve.
I thought last year was Paul
Wall. Yes, no, last year's was Have Yourself a Goat Christmas. And it was a picture of them with, that's what it was, Altuve, JJ, and Andre. And it was like, Have Yourself a Goat Christmas.
God, man. You know how you know CJ's just a freaking baller.
How's that?
By the way, I was on the elevator ride from hell.
Right now?
On the way back.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's why you was late, a little bit late.
You wasn't late.
Yeah. I was 30 seconds late.
Mm-hmm.
First time, I don't even know why.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what happens. I go to get on the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
Takes a while. All of a sudden, Leroy says, hey, I'm going to go with you. I say, okay. Leroy gets on the elevator. We go down. Leroy, knowing that I have to be back up here, he decides he's going to order before me when I'm just getting a soda to bring up here.
Oh,
so he's being extra friendly. Leroy's being extra friendly.
Oh,
hey,
no.
Sweetie, how you doing? Oh, yeah, good. Oh, blah, blah, blah. And then he orders the chicken tender basket.
Oh, no. And you're then like, I got a thing
then
here.
Then he orders the chicken tender basket. I swipe real quick. I get out. I go on the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
This guy commits two penalties. Two penalties.
Another guy or Leroy?
Leroy is waiting for his chicken tender basket. Okay. So he's down there, but he's already delayed the process. The guy in the elevator commits two penalties.
Yeah.
He got a dirty look from me the whole way up.
Yeah.
First of all, you squeezed your ass in when the elevator was already shutting.
Okay.
That's penalty number one.
Yeah, don't do that.
Then his dumb ass gets a false start and makes it even worse. You know what a false start is on an elevator?
He hit the wrong button.
No, it's where you step over the damn line when the elevator door is closing, and then it opens up, and then three more people walk in.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, that's offsides.
Yeah.
You got to tighten up, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get sucked that gut in.
Yeah, you just gave him a dirty look.
You've already run through here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, damn, Tom Cruise from Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
And then you're going to sit there with your fat gut out across the line to where the elevator door goes like a...
Yeah.
He pulled the Kadarius Tony.
Yeah, yeah, he goes like that.
Accordion.
Boom, boom. And then it goes back out. And then three more people coming in.
Yeah. And you're sitting there saying, man, all I want is my Coke Zero.
And then there's a whole conversation going on the elevator. And you know what's worse? So this guy committed two penalties.
Mm-hmm.
The person by me committed two more penalties. You know what they did?
What's that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that house?
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's a... Oh,
closing the deal.
Wait for it. Oh, that's kind of a neighborhood where you have like a $3 million house in one area, and then it's going to be that. You should see the house that so-and-so lives in, blah, blah, blah. So that's penalty number one.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad enough to be on the phone on the elevator.
Yeah.
You know where it gets worse?
What's that?
When it's already awkward, and then all of a sudden it's, what? I can't hear you. I'm on an elevator.
Oh, God.
So then the volume goes up. You're already yelling. You're on an elevator, and then the volume goes up. So I had two people on the elevator ride committing multiple penalties.
Yeah. And you just want
And not to mention Leroy with no etiquette.
What was Leroy thing? He knows what we do.
Come on, man.
Yeah. I don't know if he do.
Why don't you just get in front of me, Landry?
Yeah, hey, go ahead. You got to go back up.
Yeah.
I don't think he know you do a show.
Yeah, I mean, he goes in there and talks to Figgy and hands him his weekend itinerary during the show.
He asked me why I go to the Halloween party.
Yeah, that's right. Does Leroy know what we do?
He don't.
I'm telling you, man.
I'm surprised he didn't tell you to sit down there and have lunch with him.
I'm telling you. But I mean, you can't, if you're going to commit one elevator, you're allowed one penalty. We all make mistakes.
Yeah, that happens.
Sometimes you're on the phone. You can't commit two penalties in an elevator ride. That can't happen.
No.
Buddy, if you like, this is here. Like, if you're the last person, like, it's just common etiquette, okay? Mm-hmm. It's common etiquette. If you're the last person, like, gets invited somewhere. Let's say you know you're the courtesy invite.
Yeah, like they try to give the tickets to somebody else. Yeah, or try to invite. Yeah,
like Johnny's having a cook off. He ordered steaks, and you get invited. You don't go get the steak first.
No, you don't even sometimes go.
You know,
you know. Like, if it's a Saturday night, hey, we're having steak night, ribeyes, and you get it Friday night. You may not, or Saturday morning, you may not even want to go.
Yeah,
and because you're the backup.
If you sneak into the elevator, don't have your gut over the line.
Yeah,
bud. D'Amico Ryans, Cal McNair is the new principal owner of the Houston Texans. 0061 on the text line. God, he's always on it. He said, "Quote: I'm surprised Tyler hasn't posted Hannah on his Twitter and said proud of the new owner of the Texans."
Still got time.
Someone said, Landry, chill out. That was me. I'm too fat for you. I'm sorry. I have a couple of medical problems I've been dealing with. Don't fat shame me. I'm trying.
Well, then don't rush your fat ass in the elevator.
I think he's just tweaking you. I don't think it was him.
No, I'm just saying, wait for the next one. Yeah, take your time. Don't sneak in and then do that.
Yeah.
Was he running late or something?
Obviously not, because he went off sides. Mm-hmm. He went off sides on the elevator. That's two penalties.
Yeah.
Can't do that. Here's D'Amico Ryans talking about Cal McNair as an owner. This is the head coach talking about the new principal owner of the Texans.
Hey, Cal has been outstanding to work with. Him and Hannah both. What I always loved about the organization is that family environment. And Cal has been great to work with. And, with him, working with myself and Nick, it's awesome owners. And it's great to work for great owners. Great people, right, who truly care about the players, they care about the people working in the organization, and that's what I think sets them apart, is just their heart. They're really very genuine. They love football. They love to win. They're passionate about it, and we are as well, so it's easy to work together.
I think that's the ongoing theme with the new generation of Texans that we're experiencing. They're all on the same page in terms of, like, just how they are, like their priorities. And sometimes, like, especially Bob McNair was almost penalized for being like, I want good guys. I want this type of, you know, team.
Well, sometimes they took it too far.
Maybe. Yeah. And not maybe. Yeah, you're right. They did. Sometimes.
I mean, I don't know that Bob, I don't know that Bob does even some of the stuff that the Texans have done at this point. He ain't bringing back Lonnie Johnson.
Yeah, no, you're right. But they were penalized for wanting the right type of people. I think they have all the right type of people, and they're all on the same page. So that's another good thing about this whole dynamic.
On the text line, 713, Landry, bring a Coke Zero with you to work and put it in the break room fridge, presidential plant. I want to go down and get a soda. I want to support the ladies down there.
We should.
It's never been a problem.
Whatever happened to our vending machines, though, man?
It's never been a problem.
The vending machines are gone, and we used to be able to go get one all the time.
2020 took it out, man.
Yeah, we had two vending machines.
Yeah, 2020.
We did.
Yeah.
Down the hall. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago. Here we go. Here's the 832. Let me see this real quick. When do we go from sports to stupid elevator talk? I don't know, man.
What's wrong with that?
Switching the music.
Yeah, it's life. It's what we're talking about here.
Yeah, this guy here. Mm-hmm. Goodness gracious. What does he look like? 832. When do we go from sports to stupid elevator talk? I'll tell you right now what he looks like.
Okay.
A weasel.
Give me some stats.
All right.
I want to know some film breakdown.
All right. It must be a slow news day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Freaking Tuesday before March Madness and the Astros start.
Yeah.
And there's owners meetings going on.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to do here. 281, if you can't stand people breathing or blinking in an elevator, maybe you should just avoid people and use the stairs. I don't mind you blinking, breathing, talking, anything like that. All I'm saying is you can't commit two penalties. Is it that big of a deal? I'm accepting of one penalty.
Why?
If you rush in and you're the last person to rush in, mm-hmm. cool.
Yeah.
But don't be the person that steps over the line and then opens it open for three more people. If you're on the phone, that's fine. Don't all of a sudden start screaming, I'm in an elevator when you're talking on the phone.
Yeah.
I'll accept one penalty.
But it's not even that. You can't have two. It is that, but it's not just that. Like, I'm always fascinated, and this is why our listeners, except for the 832, are enjoying this conversation. Like, this is something that we all can relate to, and I'm dumbfounded that just simple common courtesy is ignored by people. Simple. Easy to do. Hey, call you back. Getting on an elevator. How hard is that? You know what? I'll wait for the next elevator. How hard is that? Just simple common courtesy. I can't believe that people are still just ignoring that.
It's just elevator, man.
Yeah.
We got places to be.
You're dang right. You did. You certainly did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to buy me a...
By the way, those chicken strips downstairs...
They good?
They look pretty solid.
Mm-hmm. John McClain used to pick up food there every week.
Yeah, then he lost some weight, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Lost some weight. Sean Pendergast, I'm assuming they're going to have some audio from CJ for yesterday?
I don't know. It's like a private little function.
Yeah, he did like a one-on-one interview or something
Christus
like that.
It's a Foundation.
Christus, yeah.
Christus.
Mm-hmm.
Christus, which is what?
It's a hospital group.
Oh, okay. Christus. Yeah. So it's not a Jesus thing?
No. It's a it's a hospital group.
Okay, I see CJ's rocking the Jesus shirt.
Okay.
You know you're a badass when you can go to River Oaks Country Club dressed like CJ is.
That's true.
I'm being serious. Like,
no,
that's,
you're right.
I'm not even hating. I'm saying that's baller, bro.
Yeah.
He's got the kicks on, the pants, the jacket, and just the T-shirt. That's when you know you're the king of the city.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to CJ Stroud. Coming up, Lunchtime Confessions. A necessary investigation. I thought this was very necessary. We're going to check the tape. Plus, I think we might be sleeping on a specific squad, and I think we need to keep our eyes open for them. Lunchtime Confessions next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Watch this. These are my confessions. All right, Lunchtime Confessions. We confess our sins to you, the Loopholes. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Some of these confessions have to do with sports. Some have nothing to do with sports, but we're transparent with you 24/7. Let it hang a little bit lower during Lunchtime Confessions. It is time. By the way, we got a big investigation here. Biggie, I don't know. I don't know if you're a very good teammate after this, quite honestly. We're going to have to look into this.
Oh, wow. Oh, word.
But it is time.
I learned from the best.
To confess.
So we'll start with sports first here. Hard Knocks needs to go away, doesn't it?
No.
Why does it
impact you?
It doesn't impact me.
Man, you don't watch it. It's cool.
What
do you care?
Just like any other show, but let me explain.
What do you care?
I don't. And that's a problem because it's supposed to be.
It goes away because you don't care.
No. You're putting words in my mouth. It needs to go away because it's not delivering what it's supposed to deliver. It's a big sham, and I think it's putting one over on a lot of fans. It's already dying a long, slow death. So teams voting on changes to eligibility today. I think it's one thing is passed for sure. Like first year head coach, you don't have to be it. That's the same. 8 years instead of 10 years is when you can get on it. But this is the one. They're not going to have as much access to teams. Like they've agreed that they're not going to have as much access. Well, what are you doing? You're just doing a report. Whatever hour-long report on a team. Now, one thing that just passed less than an hour ago is they're now going to do the in-season Hard Knocks. Now, this one's a little more interesting.
They've already been doing that, though.
With a division, not a single team.
Oh, God.
That passed, like, less than 10 minutes ago.
So you're forced to do it.
Like, they're going to have...
Are there rules with the division, or do they just get to sign that?
No, I haven't dug in that much on that, but what they're doing...
That's sick, though.
This one is good.
That's sick.
The preseason needs to go away.
Boy, if they do the AFC South in the middle, ooh,
they're going to do a divisional in-season Hard Knocks.
Sign me up.
Now, clearly, during the season, understandably, you don't have as much access.
Yeah.
But it's going to be pretty cool to see.
Access. They get pretty good access.
But it's going to be great to see how they go back and forth with the division.
That'd be awesome.
Watch this.
Speaking of the division, I think people are sleeping on the Colts. And I'm not sitting here saying that I think the Colts are on paper a better team than the Texans. Mm-hmm. I think they have their biggest question is at the most important position of all, quarterback. And mm-hmm. I think both of us lean towards not necessarily believing that Anthony Richardson is him.
Yeah.
But I don't think Shane Steichen got enough credit for what he did last year. And the fact that I don't even think he was top five in coach of the year voting, that's a disgrace. Mm-hmm. They were a drop pass away from ending the Texans season.
Yep.
Their secondary was depleted. Mm-hmm. And they've just like filled some holes. They haven't necessarily swung for the fences. And we've seen Chris Ballard have good drafts. So am I sitting here saying that I think the Indianapolis Colts, like I'm going to pick them to win the AFC South? I'm not. But I tend to look at Jacksonville more than I do Indy, and I think that might be a mistake because I could easily see this being a three-horse race in the AFC South. And my confession is, I think we're sleeping a little bit on the Colts.
I think you and I have been talking a lot about Steichen and the Colts.
He's awesome.
The only question being, what is Anthony Richardson? But I do agree with you.
Watch this.
I think, Landry, you were right, and it always pains me to say that, but I think you were right. I'm not sure Travis Kelce had any idea what he was in for.
Yeah, this is hard. I mean, it's hard to date Taylor Swift.
If you look at any social media right now, there's a fake-ish picture. The picture is real. The snap of the screenshot of it is real, where Taylor Swift looks like she's yelling at Travis. But if you look at the video, she's just kind of being animated in a regular conversation, and they're holding hands and all this other stuff. But that happens. And then there's pictures of them in Barbados and, like, kissing and frolicking on the beach.
The same
and all
way
that.
She did all her exes.
Pictures.
Same place.
Yeah. Well, that's a different story. Pictures from, like, other balconies.
But he's having to see that.
Paparazzi. Yes.
But that's part of the paparazzi experience. Because now he's having to see him in the exact same situation as the exes.
He's been an NFL superstar. But he's never experienced what he's experiencing right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically like I'm sure that some guys take girls to the same restaurant, but imagine if that girl got to see her sitting at the same table with your two previous exes. It's a rough life.
Yes, it is.
It's tough.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Happy Gilmore 2 coming out on Netflix. I got to tell you, got to confess, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm intrigued to see what Adam Sandler can put together. There's going to be a senior tour angle, Shooter McGavin, all that. Sign me up for it.
Yeah, no, I'm intrigued. I don't know what expectations I have, but I'm intrigued.
Should be low.
They are low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But why not?
No, I'm definitely intrigued.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Watch this. These are my confessions.
It's hard for me to admit this, but I'm in. I'm 100% in. For the first time in almost 2 years, I did a TikTok this morning.
Okay.
I know they're talking about closing down TikTok and all this other stuff.
Yeah, okay.
But it's so big and it's so...
Okay.
So many people are into it. This morning I woke up, I was drinking my coffee, and I saw all this TikTok. I've got like all these followers that, and I don't post anything. I've got like a bunch of followers. I don't know.
What do you mean a bunch of followers?
Like they just happen.
How much is a bunch?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't really look that closely, but what I'm saying is I always get notifications. These people follow you.
What are you doing, like dances?
No, I haven't done anything in 2 years. So I said, you know what? I got to post. So I guess I'm a TikToker now. I'm going to try.
Do you be on there often?
No, I don't even go on. I just get the notifications. I haven't been on there in 2 years. I'm on everything else, and I'm very active in everything else. But I guess, do y'all do TikTok?
I have one, but I don't really use it.
Yeah, that
I
was
think
me.
I have like 1590 or something.
I don't even know what my number is. But Figgy, do you do TikTok?
Not really. I try to.
Show, start doing more.
I think they need to just ban it.
They're talking about that.
Yeah, just ban it.
They're talking about that.
I'd be good on that.
But it's enormous, and it's one of those things that you just absolutely can't ignore. Because I'm on everything else. Why not on TikTok? So I did one TikTok.
TikTok University.
Yeah, I need to learn.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, so I want to investigate this. It was brought to my attention on the Loopholes Facebook page. By the way, 610 Loopholes Facebook page if you want to join. Fun experience. We have the slime off on Fridays at 1:20.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently I won, and that's nothing new.
You and I were both off on Friday.
I think I'm the all-time champ.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I deserve it 99% of the time. Quite frankly, I should win slime off every week. So I'm not disputing winning the slime off, but what I am disputing is the manner in which I won it. I was at least intrigued, so I decided to go to the tape. So Sean Bajani was filling in with Brandon Scott.
Mm-hmm.
This was on Friday. Figgy was here. Didn't really help me out too much. But Figgy was here, I guess. His presence was here.
Yeah.
And this was how I ended up getting the slime off.
Okay.
And I want to start and pause through this just so that we can fully grasp this. Let's dig in. All right. This was Sean Bajani Friday with Brandon Scott giving your boy the slime off.
Here's my nominee. It's Landry. Two reasons. Let's see. Today's Friday. I'm getting on the elevator yesterday around 3:00 to come up and do my show.
All right. Let's stop there. Because Thursday, I rode with John Lopez.
You did.
Down the elevator.
Because I was going to be off the next day.
Yes. And I said goodbye.
Yes.
To John Lopez.
You said have a good time.
On Thursday.
That fishing trip for the charity and all that.
So I did not see Sean Bajani in the elevator or at the elevator on Thursday. So he's already got the day wrong.
Yeah.
He's getting off of the elevator. He's talking, you know, with some other tall individual. Maybe they work up here. Maybe they don't. Never seen the guy before in my life.
Well, he used to be the head of sales, and now he's one of the top sales guys in the buildings. His name is Bob Merrill.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob Merrill does work here. Yeah, you might want to say hey to him, buddy. Yeah. Mr. Area 45. So I was talking to Bob Merrill on the elevator. It was actually Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
It was after we'd spoken to the Texas A&M kids.
Yeah.
For a couple of hours, the Texas A&M kids.
The graduate students.
So it was actually Wednesday. So the day's wrong. The guy, yeah, the random tall guy, yeah, he's got an office right there. If you want to go say what's up to him. Yeah, he was telling me about his BA experience and some ideas that he had for us. And there was a head nod, too, by the way.
There was?
Yeah. Come on. Here
life,
we go.
Life. We make eye contact. He's in the elevator. I'm trying to get on. I say, what's
head
up,
nod.
Landry? And he walks right past me, says nothing.
Having a conversation, head nod. Having a conversation, head nod.
By the way, keeps on going, minds his business, just completely ghosts me. Two, let somebody know you're not.
By the way, he said it was 3:00. That thing ended at 4:30.
4:30.
Yeah, that thing ended at 4:30. So don't try to act like you're getting here that early. It was 4:30. Okay.
As a side note.
Yeah, it was 4:30. The sitter usually gets off.
Yeah.
At 3:30. So I'm rushing home and talking to Bob and going and giving you the head nod.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go. Let's continue.
Own show. Communicate at least. You didn't even know until late, Figgy.
He texted me like a few hours after the show.
I didn't know that he wasn't going to be here not until 7:30 this morning when you texted me like, hey, you got a Google Doc working?
Yeah.
And I said, there you go. I know. Because he's done it before. Let somebody know, bro. I nominate Landry Locker because he is
I figured.
Hold on just a sec. I didn't know that I was off till I didn't know that I was off till Thursday at 4.
Well, I
texted you and Figgy.
No, I will say on the way out, I told you, you know, you said have a good time or whatever. And you said, yeah, I'm kind of thinking.
You said, you know, I'm pretty tired of my anniversaries tomorrow. Yeah. Maybe I want to.
And I said, you should.
Yeah.
But you didn't make it official till later.
Well, I didn't get the official word from the boss.
Yeah.
So I'm supposed to text, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That's the rule. Okay, let's continue here.
I figure he probably let you know or somebody else let you know because he hit me up and said, hey, I'm taking off with Lopez.
Thank you. My boss, so our boss, right, Parker, let me know a few days ago, said, hey, can you do Thursday's show since you're not doing your own show, Area 45 that night?
So he let you know 3 days ago on Friday that you were filling in and you didn't even think about touching base till 7:30 the Friday the morning of. All right, continue.
Night because of college basketball. Can you work with Landry? I said, sure, let's do it. Little did I know it's B. Scott.
Yeah.
Which I have no problem with. Right. Love B. Scott.
Now he did text me later on, probably around 5.
Yeah.
Johnny and B. Scott. Off. I figured y'all knew that.
I knew morning came or I'm doing like my midnight, my, you know, my middle of the night bathroom so run or whatever it is. And I'm like, you know what? Me and Bajani still haven't chopped it up about this show that we got going.
You know how OCD I am. I would have sent you a Google Doc days ago.
Hold on. You know how OCD I am. I would have sent you a Google Doc 3 days ago, but I figured out that I was filling in and working with Landry 3 days before Friday, and I hadn't even touched base with him on Friday morning at 7:30.
Yeah.
You know what I'm OCD is now? You know what the equivalent of OCD is?
He doesn't
even have the days right. He doesn't have the situation right. You can say a lot about me. Organizing a show is not like... That is not something that is even remotely close to something happening. So you're so OCD. OCD is the new I just care so much, and
yes,
that's why I'm single.
Yes.
It's the new like I'm a 50-year-old single woman, and the reason is because I care too much.
Yes.
Like I'm so OCD that I knew 3 days before that I was going to fill in for you, but I waited till Friday morning at 7:30, and that's when I found out.
Yeah.
So, which is it? That's my question. If you knew you were going to fill in 3 days before,
yes,
like the credibility here is a little bit rough.
So, are we going to have like a counter slime
ball? No, I'm not even going to. I'm not even. This is so slanderous.
Oh, slanderous!
And so out of control to say that I'm not organized and you're so OCD that you did not know till 7:30 that you were gonna fill in.
Yeah,
and that's my problem. Come on, brother. And let's get a taste, because this was the last time before this that Sean Bajani, Mr. OCD, organized.
Mm-hmm.
This was the last time that he filled in. He filled in with Adam Smolane. Let's hear how organized and ready he was.
Oh, wow.
Let's hear it, Mr. OCD.
In for Landry Locker, I'm John Lopez. John Lopez. In for Landry Locker and John Lopez.
Can we redo that last? I mean, my God.
Was that bad? That was really bad.
You had to do it three times.
Two times. I forgot to turn my mic on.
Right.
Oh, wow. Okay. There you go. That's that 3 days ahead right there. Let's go a little bit later on in the show. Let's hear Mr. OCD can't even get the day right. Here's more from Bajani.
713-572-4610. I'm exploring all options. Coming up next, we'll play the hits, day's top stories. It's In the Loop. Stay there. In for Landry Locker and John Lopez. He's Adam Spillane. I'm Sean Bajani. I lied. We'll play the hits coming up next. Hey, first time I've been on the show in a while. But what?
You're having a rough day.
No, I'm not. Why are you making a mountain out of a molehill?
You just screwed up the tease.
Oh. You know, you could have stepped in and helped. You are the co-host, right?
I wasn't paying attention.
Oh. Ass.
You screwed up the tease.
Ass.
You talked without the microphone being on, and then you called yourself John Lopez.
All right.
That was last
second.
Hey.
You're not saying, you're just saying.
I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
Dang, that might be a counter slime ball, but you're not even going to mess with
it. No, I don't even want to mess with it because, quite frankly, I think the slime off is going good. We just got to keep it going, keep the momentum going.
Okay.
Speaking of slime.
Yeah.
Biggest scandals in sports, a bracket in the spirit of the Shohei Ohtani controversy next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, this is Shohei Ohtani's explanation. Latest cheating scandal, allegedly since the Astros cheating scandal. This is his new interpreter talking about his point of view of what's going on with this whole thing.
Last weekend in Korea, media has reached out to a representative in my camp inquiring about my potential involvement in this sports betting. Ippe never revealed to me that there was this media inquiry. And to the representatives in my camp, Ippe told to the media and to my representatives that on behalf of a friend paid off debt. Upon further questioning, it was revealed that it was actually, in fact, Ippe who was in debt, and told my representatives that I was paying off those debts. All of this has been a complete lie. So Ippe obviously lied about, basically didn't tell me about the media inquiry. So Ippe has been telling everybody around that Ippe has been communicating with Shohei on all of this account to my representative, to the team, and that hasn't been true.
I feel like if you watched the whole thing, you saw Shohei come across as seeming very sincere. Like, he had a prepared statement, didn't even really look at it. He was kind of speaking to the camera, speaking to the people in the room, very authentic sounding. And as much as he sounded authentic and it's believable, it's just it's not believable that what he said can be is that likely to have happened. Like, how did Ippe get access to his account without him knowing or his financial people knowing? How did two wire transfers, these are things that he didn't address.
He's rich.
Of $500,000. Look, and people have said all over.
He's loaded, man.
All over social media, over Twitter. Hey, you'd be surprised how many athletes don't really know what's going on with their money. They have financial people. I understand that, and I've heard that myself over the years. I get it. But two $500,000 wire transfers, that's the thing that just keep resonating. And I honestly don't believe Shohei himself bet. I just don't believe it. Doesn't need to, first of all. And I know it's an addiction, and rich people can have that addiction. But I just don't believe it. What I don't also believe, though, is that it was just completely, you know, these are all lies, and it's just completely untrue that he had any knowledge.
It's an interesting scandal. We'll see where it goes. In the spirit of it, though, mm-hmm. It is March Madness. The Elite Eight.
Okay.
The most entertaining scandals. And we're not going to do, like, you know, Baylor scandal and Penn State and all that.
Yeah. Just pop culture scandals.
Just entertaining.
Yeah.
Entertainment value. Not morals, not anything like that. Entertainment value. Scandals, starting with the O.J. Simpson trial
mm-hmm.
versus the 90s steroid era.
Oh, wow. Well, O.J.'s got to be a number one seed here.
Hey, right? Twitter world.
Yes, he's the one seed.
He is clearly the number one seed. I can't imagine any. I can't believe the 90s roids things was fascinating and took up a lot of time and headspace, but not like the O.J. trial. Not like the O.J. trial.
I think the O.J. trial is the GOAT.
Yeah.
I have a fascination for the O.J. trial. I've watched it multiple times. It was the first, like, trial that was playing out on TV. It was the fall from grace. It was celebrity fascination. I actually think it also created, like, irrational support because there were people supporting O.J. Simpson for whatever reason.
Various reasons.
But I think this was, like, the beginning of just intense media coverage, mm-hmm. strange division in the country. I think and just the overall case itself was fascinating, all the elements. So I think the O.J. trial, I don't know how the O.J. trial loses.
Well, we'll see, because there's some good ones on here. But it started this era, the era in which that has developed into what we are now. The O.J. trial started it.
Figgy?
Yeah, I got to go with the O.J. trial.
Got to go with it. Mm-hmm. My boy F. Lee Bailey, man, rest in peace. What a slime ball he was. I loved him, though.
Yeah.
Loved him, though.
You had him on a couple times, didn't you?
Yeah, I had him on a couple times. Uh-huh. Had, like, 3-hour phone conversations with him. It was kind of funny because I guess he was, like, living above, like, some place because he got disbarred a couple times afterwards.
Yes, he did.
He was successful, and then he got disbarred. I was talking to him for a few hours. Dude, I basically gave him an assignment. I had him look at the Deontay Foreman case, which was nothing. Just got caught with, like, a dime bag or something like that. And then we asked him about it. This is what F. Lee Bailey had to say. This was back in the day. This is what he had to say about the Deontay Foreman case.
Maybe every puff is a separate offense. But I would have to say if that is the rule, then Texas is far too, as the Texans would call it, chicken. That's very minor stuff.
You can't say that.
Well, I don't know if we can quite say that.
Yeah, well, we did, and he did. So OJ trial advances. Number two. The Tiger Woods scandal versus the Astros cheating scandal.
All right, now we're getting somewhere.
The Tiger Woods scandal versus the Astros cheating scandal.
The only person who had as impeccable a reputation and was as well-liked as O.J. Simpson before that scandal was Tiger Woods. Like, Mr. Clean, Mr. Perfect, everyone loves him, and then that happens.
What'd you think about him, Tiger, slinging it around?
He was wild, man. I mean, he got like one on one floor of a hotel and one on the other floor of a hotel and golf clubs swinging and everything else. Yeah, for me, Tiger. Tiger beats the Astros.
And then there was the voicemail that he left one of his side pieces.
Hey, it's Tiger. I need you to do me a huge favor. Can you please take your name off your phone? My wife went through my phone. And maybe calling you. So if you can, please take your name off that.
Right.
And what do you call it? Just have it as a number on the voicemail. Just have it as your telephone number. That's it. Okay, you gotta do this for me. Quickly.
All right, Tiger.
Quickly.
All right.
Quickly.
All right. Bye.
Quickly, all right, please.
All right. Tiger's got to advance.
Best part.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Tiger.
Hey, it's Tiger.
My wife went through my phone. Can you change your name, please?
Now, this next one's good, too.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Tim Donaghy betting scandal, which I didn't think much of because I wasn't surprised, and I actually don't think that the officiating in the NBA is so bad that it wasn't even surprising.
Yeah.
Especially during this era. Versus Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan.
Man, we're going to have ourselves a Final Four.
Tonya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan. Dude, she got hit in the leg by some random-ass dude.
Yeah.
With a pipe because she wanted to get her competition.
Take her out.
And then he takes off running.
Yeah.
And this is before social media.
Ah, you can hear it. I can still hear it. Screaming.
Why me?
That's the winner in my book.
Tonya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan. That was crazy.
That was nuts.
Figgy, you have any pushback on that?
Nope.
Next one. The Lance Armstrong scandal.
Man, this is a good list.
Tour de France versus, I don't think this one gets enough credit. The Danny Almonte Little League Baseball scandal back in the day.
He was only 17.
Dude, and it was obvious.
It was only 17.
Dude was throwing like 140.
From 54 feet.
Yeah, from like right down there. Go figure, he ended up being illegal.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Lance Armstrong was right up there with OJ and Tiger Woods as far as like the pristine reputation. You know, overcame cancer.
Man, and he was a scumbag with all of it. Like the worst.
Total scumbag. Yeah, I'm going to go with Lance on this one.
You can go with Lance? You going with Lance?
Yeah, me too.
Danny Almonte? All right, I was going to vote for Danny Almonte.
We've got.
How did you not know Randy Johnson's twin brother was over 11?
You know, he looks a little older. I don't know. His birth certificate says 12. Yeah,
that's a good mustache.
Yeah, his birth certificate says 12.
All right, so Final Four, OJ trial versus Tiger Woods. Tonya and Nancy versus Lance Armstrong. We'll do this at the end of the show. Coming up, let's go around the NFL. Some things have kind of changed for the Houston Texans as well as in the NFL. Let's talk about it next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.